You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I will tell you this. I am the longest. I'm the cast member who's been in the show the longest from the Broadway production. Because I know that wow. for a fact. Yeah. And it's one of those things, too, where it really, I really figured that one out when I did underneath the stage. And right next to the elevator downstairs at the New Amsterdam Theater, anytime we're done with the show, all of the ensemble goes to the elevator. They wait so they can go upstairs to their dressing room. And there's this giant wall that company management put up that they were going to put up like all the different pictures of every cast member that's been in the show. Well, some time has gone by and company management switched over. So it was just nothing but empty frames. So I took it upon myself to actually put headshots of every cast member that's been in the show and realized there's over, and we literally got to 100 new cast members right before the pandemic hit. And once I went through everybody, I'm just like, I've been in this production longer than everybody.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website builtforthestage.com and we'll be on our way with 7 days working with your own Broadway fitness coach. Thanks to Broadway Podcast Network for producing this podcast. All right, I'm super nervous for this interview. Truthfully, because everyone that's listening, you hear the podcast episodes come out every Monday, but sometimes I do them in large clumps. So I actually haven't conducted an interview in about, I don't know, maybe 2 months now. So I'm always excited for our guest. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see Stanley now, but please welcome to the podcast, Stanley Martin. Hey, Stanley.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well. It was a pretty good Monday, and I'm glad that I get to cap it off with you in this little chat here. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, before we started recording, we were kind of catching up a bit about what's going on in the life of Stanley. And you had mentioned that when it rains, it pours. Sometimes it seems like a desert, and then all of a sudden it's just pouring down rain. So
yeah.
If everyone's hasn't read the description of this episode yet, Stanley is currently in the cast of Aladdin on Broadway, but he has a lot of other things going on in his artistic career. So what's going on starting, I think, tomorrow or the next day?
Yes, I just got hired to do the Adirondack Theater Festival of this brand new Adam Schlesinger musical called Traffic and Weather. It's based off of the Fountains and Wayne album that came out back in like 2007. So yeah, I start rehearsals for that literally tomorrow. I just got in. This is actually my hotel room right now. So yeah.
Amazing. I mean, where is it located?
Adirondacks. It's like upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
For those of you that are listening now, this is already passed probably, but we'll make sure to put that up on the Instagram. So if you took a little hike upstate, hopefully you enjoyed Stanley in that. End of August, you have 70s Groove tribute show coming up as well. Tell us a little bit about that too.
It's with my friends, singing group called Upwards Entertainment, and he has a whole assortment of different shows. He had 70s Groove. You had one that's called We the People. You had Motor City Reviews. And this is just one of his shows that he's actually bringing back to New York. It's called 70s Groove. So it's basically a lot of like 70s soul, funk, disco songs at the Triad.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And you have your own little gig as well as far as content creation, I see, called Mixed Messages.
Yeah, I need to get back onto that again. But as far as like my writing is concerned, what I'm doing right now is I'm actually currently in college. So I'm studying at Southern New Hampshire University to get my bachelor's degree in creative writing and English. I just finished doing a characters class at Squirrel NYC, which used to be, it used to be like different people that were part of UCB that created their own like sketch improv group. So I've been taking classes with them. I'm also doing a late night TV show writing course through Connect the Writers. So yeah, I'm just constantly just trying to do stuff.
Fabulous. Yeah. All right. So for those of you that follow us on Instagram at Bill for the Stage, Stanley is on the gram too. Stanley Martin III. And we went on our story today and asked if anyone from the gram had some questions for you, Stanley. And one of them relates to what we're talking about right now.
Just
and
one.
No. This one's from Juwan Crawley. And
oh, God.
Juwan wants to know, how do you continue to create your own art while still doing the show or still, you know, being in whatever you're booked in? And I'm curious as well, because you have your hand in a lot of different places. How do you keep that all balanced?
Honestly, you just figure it out. I mean, because here's the thing with performing as it is, especially with Aladdin, it's the same show over and over and over and over again. And I know you hear this all the time from so many other performers and actors being like, no, you have to make the show different every night. I've been in the show for about 6 years. How many times can I make it different 8 times a week for 6 years? So you figure out other things that you can do to like help you blossom creatively. Like, what other ventures do you want to go into? Like, because theater, like performing, that can't be your entire life. You have to like figure out other things or else it will drive you absolutely insane. And at one point I was getting to that. I'm like, I need to do something else. I need to actually put my energy and creativity in something outside of this. Because yeah, the amount of times where it's just like, yeah, you know, I just do this and I make it unique every time and make it different. And no. 6 years, 8 times a week. Figure out something else. Yeah.
Have you sat down to do the math on how many shows you have done of Aladdin?
Oh God. I will tell you this. I am the longest. I'm the cast member who's been in the show the longest from the Broadway production. Cause I know that for a fact. Yeah. And it's one of those things too, where I really figured that one out when I did, underneath the stage and right next to the elevator downstairs at the New Amsterdam Theater. Anytime we're done with the show, all of the ensemble goes to the elevator. They wait so they can go upstairs to their dressing room. And there's this giant wall that company management put up that they were going to put up like all the different pictures of every cast member that's been in the show. Well, some time has gone by and company management switched over. So it was just nothing but empty frames. So I took it upon myself to actually put headshots of every cast member that's been in the show and realized there's over, and we literally got to 100 new cast members right before the pandemic hit. And once I went through everybody, I'm just like, I've been in this production longer than everybody. Like, that was my takeaway.
All right. So it's been a few. It's been a few to say.
Yeah.
I love what you said about when I asked you the question of just how you balance it all or how you've successfully done this. You basically just said like, I don't know. I just did it. I just started. And
just
a lot of the time, exactly. And a lot of the times that's what it's all about, is not waiting for that perfect opportunity or not feeling qualified or adequate. It's just about just starting and going from there. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go one more question on the Instagram, and then we'll hop back onto some of mine, and maybe we'll hop back onto the gram. But the Ken McGraw, love Ken. Ken would like to know, how do you warm up before the show, or do you have any type of like post show cool down?
Oh, warming up before the show, I have to do a ballet bar. I have to do a series of pliés because anytime I don't, my knees go out of whack and I can't even walk out the building at night. Like, it's bad. So literally I have to do like, you know, your first, second, fourth, fifth, switch sides like before every day, every night. Can I curse on this? Am I allowed to curse on this? What can I say?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can, so I have to do that every damn night. You can let it loose.
Oh, okay. Well, hey. but yeah, I have to do a ballet bar before every show, warming up the legs. I also have to roll out. Because have you seen Aladdin yet or no?
Three times, I think, now.
Yeah, and I was in each one. No, because you see what the men's ensemble has to do, because I'm part of like the men's dancing ensemble, and there's a lot of floor work. There are a lot of batmas, like high kicks, jumps, leaps, mm-hmm. turns. I have to physically warm everything up. And if I don't, I'm out of the show for like 2.5 weeks because of neck and back spasms. So you have to physically take care of yourself. And as far as like cool down, actually my second act, it's a little bit of a cool down for me because it's not as dance intense. Like that opening number, Arabian Nights, that's the most physically demanding number in the entire show. And then after that, you go into something like Friend Like Me, where it requires a lot of energy and a lot of breath support. And then after that, it slowly but surely starts to like get a little bit easier. And I use that as a little bit of my cool down, but still giving energy when I'm on stage.
Cool. Let's parallel this to either fitness or just discipline in your career in theater. I would have to imagine doing that ballet bar before each show, you had to have established that as a routine, something that you don't even think about or something that you don't even contemplate. It's just a part of your day. It's a non-negotiable. Would I be correct in assuming that?
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. And I learned I needed to do that when I was younger. It used to be like, oh my God, I can kick my legs anywhere. That sounds bad and so many levels. Going back to my original point, and it wasn't until I did a show called Music Man at Walnut Street Theater where Mark Robin, love him to death, but he was trying to kill all of us with that choreography because 76 trombones, Batma. And then after that, Shapoopy, where he had the guys do like switch split, switch straddle, switch, like it was constantly up in the air. And I had to put ice packs on my knees every time I would go home. And it didn't dawn on me, and it should have, until like, I would say a third of the run where I'm just like, oh, maybe if I just start doing a ballet bar warm up to get my body back into place of where it should be, then all of a sudden my knees didn't feel as swollen. My back wasn't going out of whack. So it's one of those things where anytime I do a dancing show, I always have to do like at least 10 minutes or 15 minutes of some kind of bar to make sure everything's in line. Yeah. But yeah, it's non-negotiable.
Cool. Love that. All right.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, listeners out there. So everyone that's like wondering, how does Stanley have the discipline to do this? Or how does Stanley have the magic sauce to just be such a hashtag professional? After those 2 weeks to a month of like putting in the time and thinking about doing this discipline activity, it eventually becomes a non-negotiable. We're a part of your day.
You have to.
I want
to
go. Yeah, I want to go back to your creative works off of the stage at the New Amsterdam and talk about opportunity. And I want to get into like how you started to write it, to create it, the process that you've been through with it, what you're deciding to do with the piece next, just because there are a lot of people I know listening that want to go into their own ventures of creating arts. And I think stories like this are insightful and inspiring to hear. So what's your journey been with your play Opportunity?
Well, Opportunity came from a place where I've been doing theater professionally ever since I was 10. And it's literally based off of my own personal experiences, some good, some terrible, where I'm like, I need to put this in a play. So it's based, my opportunity is based off of six Broadway dancing ensemble members coming back together for a cast reunion. So it's very tropish because there are certain characters where if you've worked in an ensemble before, you recognize each and every one of them. So when I first started writing it out, being like, okay, backtrack. The original creation of it was the Aladdin cast got together to do this one-on-one acting class with this teacher. And he was like, okay, for you guys to improve, to get better, you guys need to create your own content, create your own stuff, even like create a movie, TV series, whatever. So you can keep practicing, keep working on your craft. So they were like, okay. So we created a text chain of just being like, okay, who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? Who's going to do this? And I'm like, well, you know what? I always wanted to write. I've been taking classes for writing. I want to like write and create the characters. And I even gave a premise of like, it should be this, it should be this, it should be this. And everyone's like, okay, that's great. Nothing happened. Nobody else added any other kind of input to it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this idea and turn it into a play. And I did a stage reading of it, which ended up getting a much better response than I thought it was ever going to get. And then I was like, okay, let me start doing submissions, like putting it out there, see what happens. Strawberry Theater Festival picked it up and they're like, okay, that's great. And this is what it's going to be. And I was like, oh, okay. So I have to pay a certain amount to like put this up. I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's great. And then I figured out how to produce it on my own, being like, I know how to fundraise because I've done Broadway Bears for years and I know how to, you know, fund certain situations. I know how to reach people individually. I know how to get the money that I need to get to the next point. And I made sure I factored out everything as far as like budget, like this is how much a director is going to cost. This is how much costumes are going to be. This is how much the set's going to be. This how like factored all of that out. And then after that, I started raising money for like, you know, getting people to get buy tickets and do all this other stuff. And even like really tried to promote myself. The show ended up getting nominated for 6 nominations and winning 2, one for best direction and one for best actress. We were nominated for best play, but we didn't win that. I still think that's a crock, but that's besides the point. Yes.
Well, congrats on that. And
thank you.
I am excited for you. Like, who knows, you know, you continue to write plays or you become a more seasoned producer and keep producing things. I'm hearing you say this and I'm like, wow, a lot of our listeners would probably just die to be in a room with you to get this insight and experience that you've gained. What just one off the top of your head, as you were producing your own work, what was something like, oh, I did not expect this to be a necessity. And in fact, it is. So you had to learn on the fly of, you know, acquiring a skill or some type of knowledge.
Honestly, I don't know. Here's the thing.
It was natural. It just flowed for you.
Honestly, because anytime people ask me these questions, I'm always like, I just get out of my way and do it. Literally, it's that whole mentality of like, look, you either do it or you don't. There's no other way around it. We're not going to overanalyze. We're not going to overthink this. We're going to just get it done. And that's what it is.
I love this.
Because it always kills me whenever people give like a 10-page dissertation of like, this is what you need to do to fully produce and blah, 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 blah. No, I looked this shit up. Stop. I can say shit. I looked this shit up online of like, okay, this is what a producer needs to do for like getting your work out there or raising money for a theater festival or just looking up like, oh, we need health insurance. Okay, what's the best route to go about that? Just literally look it up, figure it out for yourself. It's called Google, people. But yeah, you just get out of your way and just figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I as a trainer, you know, a lot of questions come my way and a lot of like struggles that people express or whatnot. And sometimes the answer is just get it done.
Yeah.
get out of your way. Literally. I love that. Get out of your way. Get out of your head. Speaking of get out of your head, I want to get into a little mindset with you right now because I was serious, but just joking around a bit on the intro saying I hadn't done an interview in a while. And I'm like, oh, do I remember how to do this? Whatever. I have heard and talked with many performers that are going through this anxiety or these feelings of the monster of the theater industry. When you're in the midst of it, you just adapt and you go and you go and you go. But now we're all in this unique situation where the pandemic kind of just cold stopped that completely. And now we're all facing like the restart process of this. And it's daunting in a way because when you're in the thick of it, you don't step back and realize what you're doing necessarily. But now that restart process is like, oh, I got to either pound the pavement or I'm back to my show of the 8-show grind, yada, yada. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How are you feeling? You're just about to start something tomorrow. How are you feeling getting back into the thick of things pretty soon?
Well, here's the thing. With this one in particular, I'm actually a little bit more excited for it because it's something brand new. And I've been itching and aching to do something different than what I've usually done on Broadway for 6 years. Not to say that I'm not grateful for that, being a part of an original Broadway company and performing on the Tonys, da-da-da-da. Let me get that out the way. Very grateful, very appreciative of that. But at the same time, I'm ready to try something different. So with this whole process going back into that, I'm like, yeah, sign me up. I'm here for it. And specifically for something like this, where I'm actually featured, I'm singing a lot more, I'm getting more solos. Whereas Aladdin, I always make the joke, I'm ethnically ambiguous dancer number 5. Real talk.
Well, so this project coming up is a different side of the coin for you then.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Even before the pandemic hit, a week or two before like everything shut down, I was actually hired to do The Legend of George McBride down at Florida Studio Theater, which is a Matthew Lopez play. So I was like, oh, this is great. I'm getting back into like plays as of like a lead, as an actor. This is wonderful. Shut everything down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
How have you prepared yourself coming into this production that you're going to be starting this week rehearsing? Have you done any, whether it's physical or vocal, what have you done leading into this just for listeners that are out there finding themselves in the same situation?
Well, for me, like preparing for this, considering I barely know anything about this particular show.
Just got the call. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So Thursday offer only flip. The way, oh my God, I'm going to just ego right here. It's as big as this ring light that's around my computer. The way that I prepared for this is I was listening to the Fountains of Wayne Traffic and Weather album because they were like, the music, this is the music. We're going to be using this to tell a story. Da-da-da-da. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be constantly listening to this album, whether I'm walking my two dogs or whether I'm at the gym. Or whether I'm out at, like, whether I'm taking a shower, whatever, I'm just constantly listening to this album. So make sure that I'm like, okay, this music is now like ingratiated in my mind. Yeah. Mm. So that was my way of preparing. But as far as getting back into Aladdin preparing, I'm as soon as I get back to New York City proper, I'm going to be taking dance classes like my life depends on it. And yeah, and hopefully these thighs will shrink.
They will. Get them back into action and soon enough. All right, last question from the gram. We want to know some music playlists that are your favorite while at the gym.
Oh, it really depends on the mood. Like, honestly, there'll be times where it's like you got your typical will really get you going, especially if you're doing cardio or something like that. Because I love a Stairmaster. I can be on like a Stairmaster for 10 minutes and I'm already like drenched. But then every now and then, all of a sudden, the Bridges of Madison County pops on where I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to do this on the bench press. I'm just going to have little Kelly O'Hare in my ear while I'm just doing a nice little 150. So
exactly. Kelly always comes through.
Yeah. But honestly, like a staple would have to be, just the typical answer, Beyonce, literally. She can get me going, especially this last Black is King album. Yeah.
Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And Beyonce ain't broke. That's for sure. She keeps giving the tunes that keep us going in the gym for sure. All right, Stanley, that's it for this episode. Appreciate your time. Best wishes on the million things coming up for you in the next couple of months.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. If you want to give Stanley a follow, you can check out his Instagram in the description of this episode, Stanley Martin III. And you can check out other info on him in the description of this episode. All right, Joe Roscoe, Built for the Stage, signing off. Later.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.